God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason DeZurek. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Don't be a pushover. Yeah, I want to encourage you tonight to stop the compromise. That's right. When we compromise on not only basic tenets of the faith, but things that are very central to the good news of Jesus Christ, we not only confuse believers, but non-believers in Jesus Christ as well. Some of you might be wondering, well, what am I referring to? Well, let me dig into that for you tonight. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Our parent ministry is Worldview Warriors. Find us at worldviewwarriors.org. You can find our blog posts there, podcasts, all that good stuff. And we have resources such as books we've released on paperback and on Kindle. Today I'll be sharing with you just part of how being consistent changed everything that I wrote a few years back, a personal journey from security to living a life of liberty. And before I get started, though, tonight I'd like to remind you that our encouraging and equipping verse of the week is Romans 6:23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord." Scripture is clear that our sin against God is the reason that death is here. As human beings, most of us are trying to stop the consequence of the curse, and we do it all the time. Don't believe me? Well, here are two examples to hopefully help me make my point. Number one, we raise and spend a lot of money to try to not only stop cancer, but to find a cure for this horrific disease. Number two, we spend oodles of money to help people, to help keep them alive, even when it seems there's no hope. Friends, as I started out this half hour, as Christians, when we compromise on not only such a basic tenet of the faith, but one that is so central to the good news message of Jesus Christ, we confuse not only believers, but also non-believers who are genuinely searching for the truth. I wish we wouldn't make this so hard, but I do believe I know why we do it. We are afraid of what other people will think or say about us. We are afraid we might look foolish in man's eyes. Why? Well, let me ask you some questions and tell you a story. If God himself told everyone that he created everything in 6 days while our time was moving, would you believe him? I am asking this of people who follow Christ and his teachings. Said another way, if the creator of the universe informed us inside of our time, while our time was moving, that he created the universe in 6 literal days as we know them, would you believe him? Friends, these are questions I wrestled with myself on a daily basis since being in junior high, and I even began to ask the following questions. Can the Bible be trusted? Is the God of the Bible good? If God is so good and powerful, why is there death in the world? Is the God of the Bible perfect? I began to ask, can the God of the Bible lie? What does the word holy mean? Again, this was in junior high. And I asked, is the God of the Bible holy? And is God inside or outside of time, or both? I dug even deeper and I asked these questions to people who are believers in Jesus, and many would give favorable answers. Many were not pastors, and I would ask them, can God be trusted? They would answer with an unequivocal yes. Then I would ask, so you believe God created in 6 days? Many times they would answer, well, no, but what matters is Jesus. Or I would ask, can the God of the Bible lie? And I would usually get a very strong answer of no. Then I would ask about the creation days or about the miracles like Jonah in the big fish or about the parting of the Red Sea. Many times, but not always, they would say something like, well, we don't know if that is true, but what really matters is Jesus. As you can see, I virtually got the same answer from these believers in Jesus Christ as, well, unfortunately, my pastor at the time. So I researched Jesus. Who was he? And why did he come? Friends, in simple terms, I came to realize that he came to defeat the curse placed on us through sin. What is the curse? Well, as we see in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So what is the curse? Death. So I saw the inconsistency of people, and I began to realize that if Genesis is not true, then the entire Bible has some serious issues. As I grew up, I started realizing that many people who claimed to follow Jesus didn't seem to believe this part of the Bible. This led me to just keeping going down a path of secularism, and I eventually became a devout believer in the theory of evolution, thinking it was entirely factual. Friends, I not only gave up my faith in Jesus Christ, but I also completely denied the existence of any supreme being. For all intents and purposes, I became an atheist. I logically came to the conclusion that if evolution were true, we are all just accidents with no purpose, and I might as well party it up and have some fun. I decided to enjoy the time I have here, because it's all the time I have. No God means no afterlife or anything after death. So there's no heaven or no hell. For me, that was very freeing, or so I thought. My high school year, I should say my senior year of high school, I really began to live for myself. If evolution was true, I logically came to the conclusion that no one makes the rules and all current rules of society are just made up and can be changed. So if no one can really know the truth and how things work, this means that the rules can change with no consequences. The truth of the matter was that I willingly began to run toward a sinful lifestyle. But it didn't matter anymore because no one was really in charge. I deduced, and I believed rightfully so, that if the theory of evolution were true, then I would live out the survival of the fittest to its utmost and beat down any competition that got in my way. After all, we're basically just animals, right? So we should act as such. Making this decision almost ruined my life. You see, friends, I moved to Seattle, Washington to pursue my dream of becoming a rock star and pursued that dream for 6 years. Thank the Lord he never gave up on me, even though I was selfish and I hurt many, many people along the way. Some were really good friends and really trusted me, but to my shame, I was only in it for myself back then. I was, at least in my mind, starting to become, you know, someone and moving forward in life. However, I was unhappy and depressed quite a bit. I don't think anyone other than my family, ever really knew the struggle that I had going on inside of me. Because I was a pretty happy-go-lucky guy with a good number of friends, acquaintances, and associates. At that time, I found happiness in things of this world like alcohol, women, partying, and money. God knew what I needed, and he put an amazing person in my life just as I was about to go over the edge. Friends, this person's name is Danny Castro. I'd love to find him again and talk to him someday. I'll dig more into this and conclude this little story as we continue on today. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
The motto of the medieval Christian world was some to fight, some to work, some to pray. What this created was a system of the world that was group-oriented. One was born into a place and position and expected to perform one's duty. Persons were less individuals and more a cog in the system, a replaceable part of the whole. Friends, if you want to dig more into this idea, go find our blog post titled The Problem of Individuality, Crisis of Responsibility, written by David Odegaard.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I very much appreciate you being with us here for the program. Again, you can find our blog posts, podcast, our other resources there at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As I continue on here, my friend Danny Castro, well, he and I would have very deep conversations about the meaning of life, evolution, and God. We would get into discussions, and I would tell him how crazy he was because evolution, at least in my mind, had been proven. And it had been proven to show the Bible to be wrong. I mean, you couldn't believe an old book that was put together by who knows who. He would come right back with something like the following. That's very interesting. How do you know that's true? Round and round we'd go. What was so good about this relationship was he allowed me to seek and search out answers for myself. Friends, I could swear, yell, or whatever. He loved and accepted me for who I was. Sometimes he'd point me in a direction, but he never once, not that I can remember anyway, said, "You're wrong." He would just say, "That's very interesting. Why do you believe that?" Or he would say, "Can you show me where you got that information?" He really challenged me to think through what I believed to be true. He stretched my thinking and lovingly showed me the truth. Now, I want to be clear about something. I was completely open to let the truth lead me to wherever it would go. I was not afraid to be wrong, and if I were right, then I would defend my position very passionately. Danny started helping me to see that much of what I thought was true or factual really wasn't factual at all. And he helped me to see that scientists are just people who have a bias just like we all have. Friends, please don't take offense to the following statement. And I say that because many of you tuned in tonight may take offense to this. Scientists are not as objective as we have been led to believe. I want to be clear. I am not saying scientists are bad people. I love science. What I believe is all scientists come with a bias, whether they believe in creation or have a bias toward evolution. It means we need to take what they have to say with a grain of salt and test it like anything else. If it passes the scientific method, then there might be something to it. If what they are saying or promoting has been based on a test or research that we know to be faulty, well, then we can probably dismiss it. You see, I have come to realize that things we think are true regarding the universe and our planet that scientists say are facts, well, they aren't always facts. We need to make sure we investigate how they came to their conclusions. This must also be done with scripture as well, and people's interpretations of it. I have come to the conclusion that if you truly seek out truth, you will find it. The question you must be willing to answer is whether or not you are willing to be open to the truth, even if it goes against what you've been taught to be truth in the past. Now, this includes us all, including myself. Now, as I was being challenged in my beliefs out in Seattle, Washington, I became even more restless, realizing that what I had come to believe had some serious holes in it. I would read books and talk to many people about this subject of origins and the way things worked. I got so restless, friends, that I would walk the streets of Seattle at night, sometimes yelling at the top of my lungs, asking God if he were real. I did this for about 4 months. Searching, seeking, finding truth. Searching, seeking, finding truth. Dear listener, are you willing to head where truth leads, no matter what? Please think about this and pray about your answer. I encourage you to please give an honest answer. You will only be cheating yourself if you lie on this one. Jesus said this in John 14:6-7. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Again, Jesus said that in John 14:6-7. Out of Jesus' own mouth, we know he is the way to heaven. Not a way. He is the truth, not a truth. And he is the life, not a life. He has made it clear that the way to the Father is through him. And the way to eternal life is through him. Wherever truth is, it is from him. Because Jesus Christ is truth. As Christians, we must base our lives off of Scripture. And when we find something that is not in the Bible, we need to measure it and check it against Scripture. When we hear teaching that sounds oh so good and we know truth is in it, but something just doesn't seem right, we need to search and seek for truth. What do I mean? Well, I think we can all agree that stealing and murder are two things that are wrong. They are truths found in the Ten Commandments given to us by God Himself. Did you know that God wrote these with His very own finger? See, Deuteronomy 9:10 tells us this. The Lord gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God. On them were all the commandments the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly. Pretty cool, huh? The Ten Commandments are directly from God Himself. Moses did not etch them out. God did with His finger. Anyway, we know these truths. Do not steal and do not murder. Let's say we find a teaching that agrees with these truths. This teaching we can all agree it's true. But what if the person teaching the truth then says, now that we know stealing and murder are wrong, let's praise our leader and wise man Buddha. Friends, we measure this teaching against scripture found in the Bible, because all of the Bible is based on truth. The Bible is very clear that we should not follow other gods, and we are not to worship any graven image. So a teaching that says to worship Buddha, we automatically know is false. How do we know this? We measure everything by God's word, the Bible. It really is quite easy to employ this technique. But here's the kicker. You must be in the Word of God in order to not be held captive by hollow and deceptive philosophies, as it states in Colossians 2, verse 8. It states this: see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, dear friend, you need to figure out what the Bible teaches and live that out. You need to figure out what the Bible teaches about, the questions I was talking about earlier. Can the Bible be trusted? Is the God of the Bible good? If the God of the Bible is so good and powerful, why is there death in the world? Can the God of the Bible lie at all? There's more, but one last one for this section. Is the God of the Bible perfect? Friends, once you take a look at these questions and answer them with scripture, you need to base your life off of the truth that you learn. Take time to pray and ask God for guidance as you write down your answers to these questions. Friends, I'll even give you some scriptures you can look up to help you even get started. So, can the Bible be trusted? Check out 2 Peter 1, 16 through 21. 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17 as well. And one last one on this, Proverbs 30, 5 and 6. Friends, is the God of the Bible good? Psalm 119, 68. Psalm 73, verse 1. Went a little dyslexic on you there. Psalm 73, verse 1. And Exodus 33, 19 as well. Is the God of the Bible good? Friends, if we are to be consistent with Scripture, we need to believe Scripture from the very first verse. If you're interested in studying on this more, I encourage you to read John 1, 1 through 18. You see, friends, those who kept saying it matters about Jesus, you know, they're right. It really does come down to Jesus. That's true. The struggle is when you compromise and it ends up compromising the truth about Jesus. Again, who is he? And then I encourage you to take time to read Genesis chapters 1 through 3. To see that Jesus Christ was really there at the beginning. Once this truth is revealed to you, yeah, it's pretty much mind-blowing. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Thanks for being with me here for the program. And again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host. We'll see you next time.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
I praise God that He sent me an amazing woman into my life who is a very strong-willed Christ follower and yet also understands the importance of working together as a team in our marriage. This means that even when she thinks my leading might be too tough or strong, she still honors my decision because we made decisions together long before we got into the situation. We believe character is not built in trials. Character is tested in trials. It is built before the trial begins. To dig more into this idea, go check out our blog post titled Discipline, written by Jason DeZurek.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I will play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.